Uveyoma Shmini Shmini Yimo Besar Allah. So the Gemara learns out Uveyoma Filo Beshabbos, that when we have a meal bizmana, bris on day 8, we do it on Shabbos. If it's a meal shalo bizmana, if it's a meal without it, if it's a meal without, if it's a meal shalo bizmana, not on day 8, so then it's not, it isn't Ocher Shabbos. And that's what the Taz points out, that this is like, because one of the questions is, why don't we push off the bris like we do for Rosh Hashanah, for shofar and lulav? We say no shofar on Shabbos, so why don't we say no meal on Shabbos? So there are many answers, but the answer of the Taz is because it's like Mefurish Bekra. Since we learn it now from the Yud Gimel Midos, it's like the Torah is saying you have to do the meal on day 8 if it's a meal of bismana, and therefore the Chachamim don't have the power. So a meal of bismana we do on Shabbos, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, any day, and a meal shalo bizmana we don't do on Shabbos, we don't do on Yontif. Yontif Sheni is a debate, and a Suffolk Mila, and they talk about a Suffolk Mila shalo bizmana on Yontif Sheni. Maybe it's a Svek Svei, because that's a discussion in the Achronim, whether you do it or not. So generally speaking, it's only a meal of bismana. So there was an old minig that in order to give kibudim, they used to split up the mila and the priya, the two different parts of the bris. In order, as the Chazal tell us, mo v'lo parak ilo mo. One who does the mila, not the priya, it's like you didn't do. It's a pasha, she didn't do anything. It's a discussion if it's something or just not the mitzvah and a mufchar. So in fact, the mitzvah of priya was given later on. He, in pasha, in Sefer Yoshua, he might well, something about himolo sheinis, I don't have the pasuk in front of me, and they discussed, it's talking about they, it was a lachol Moshe Misinai, the mitzvah priya. Because the question is, how could Yoshua add to the mitzvah? So the discussion, so it was halacha l'moshe misinai. So priya was given. So there's mal v'lo para. So the question is, how do we view the mila? So where's it come up? Could it come up? Because the old minig was, you gave two mohalim. So one mila used to do the mila, and one did the priya. So if it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, it's not an issue. So it's good. You got some more kibudim. But let's say it's on Shabbos. So if I'm saying mo v'lo para, so maybe the one who did the mila is maybe machalo Shabbos. Because, so I guess the assumption is, If it's one person doing the mila and priya, so it's one person, you started the maisa and you continued. But if it's two different people, so the assumption is that once you stop the mila, your job is over and now someone else is doing it. So you can't say it's all one maisa. It's two different people, two different actions. So the question is that an issue on Shabbos or not? Do I say, well, since you started, you know, we could discuss what the lumdus is, as we'll get to in a minute. So it seems to be a machokes mechaber ramah in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Yosef Cairo says that no, on Shabbos you can't have two mohalim, because I guess it's a concern of Chilul Shabbos. How could the one who mo'av lo parak yo mo'av, and therefore it's like he did nothing, so therefore maybe it's a Mechal Shabbos, and the Rama writes it's okay. So the Shaila was, what's in the Kudus HaMachokas between the Mechaber and the Rama? So some Achronim point out that maybe it's based on the fundamental Machokas we have throughout Shas, and whether something is Hutra or Dechuya. Let's discuss Mila, because that's what we're discussing. But is Mila Hutra or Dechuya? In other words, what does Hutra mean? Or what is Dechuya? Dechuya means it's Peshuv. They're really Shabbos versus something in Isra Malacha. So we try to make them as compatible as possible. So you do kind of like a kal trila. So you minimize the Chilul Shabbos. So therefore, that's Dechuya. Hutra means basically it's like Tuesday. Once it's Pikuach Nefesh, once I have the mitzvah of Mila, once it says Mila Docha Shabbos, so then I could do everything. It's like whatever I would do on Tuesday, if I have two Mohalim. Which is a general discussion with Shlomo Zalman and others. Let's say, if you're expecting on Shabbos, would you be mechuyev or recommended to move into the hotel down the block? Why not? So perhaps if it's dechuya, maybe one could argue that you should, if you can, then you should try to be close by where you could walk. But if it's the hutra, so I can think of Shlomo Zalman writes, just like a woman wouldn't go sleep in a hotel if it was Tuesday night to be closer to the hospital. You don't have to do anything more than you would do. And there's a whole discussion, I think it's Rav Pinchas Epstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman about, same nakuda about how far do you, when something, let's say someone's a chola sheyesh bo sakana and I'm allowed to do something. So, I need hot water. And to cook hot water on Shabbos is an Issa D'Oraisa, Bishul. So, but my next door neighbor has hot water. So if it's, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so then, I guess, and it's not a big tircha, then I guess it wouldn't be a big deal. And then if you can, just get it. But let's assume it's 2 a.m. I have a mechuyev to wake my friend up in the middle of the night. So I think Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, whatever you would do during the week, if that's, if you wouldn't bother someone, I guess how far he would take it, whether, you have to go at 2 o'clock in the afternoon either, but that's Hutra and Dechuya. So someone to point out, the Mechaber must hold that it's Dechuya, and therefore, during the week, you could have it. But since on Shabbos, you're going to add Isurim, so what? Mila is Docha Shabbos, but we want to make it as compatible with Shabbos as possible. We can avoid Isurim, so we do it. So therefore, you should only have one Mo'o. And the Ramah seems to learn it at Hutra. It's just like Tuesday, whatever you do on Tuesday. And in fact, that's what the Vilna Gaon points out on one of the sources the Gemara in Yuma Pehe brings out about Mila being Docha Shabbos. It says, if from Tikkun Aver Echad you're permitted to Machalo Shabbos to have a Mila, how much more so Tikkun Kol Agufo? It's a Misak in your whole life, the 248 Ivarim, or for your own sake, to save your Hashem Vosilos, and how much more so you're allowed to. So that's the Gemara. So the Vilna Gaon says, if we assume this is the source, which Vahalacha seems to be, V'chaibam, and perhaps the other ones as well, but assuming this is the source for Pikuach Nefesh, or this is the source for Chaibah, this is the source for, Pikuach Nefesh in general, not necessarily specifically on Shabbos, but let's say Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. So then we have to find out what's Talacha by Mila. If Mila on Shabbos is Dechuya, so then in general, we go akal kal tchila. If it's hutra, so then I could just do whatever I want. That would be hutra. So therefore, that's what the Vilna Gaon says. So perhaps that ties in to what we're saying here. And in fact, some want to make a distinction. That's the Chavis Yar about perhaps yom kal kal tchila by yom kippur. So that's maybe yom kippur's dechuya, but. Rabbi Shabbos is such as the Chasim Sofrig would explain, because we have another pasuk with Shamu Leis Lasa Shabbos, Bena Machal Shabbos Achas. So maybe that makes it things out of the range of Dechuya into Hutra. So that's what someone explained. The only good, perhaps the difficulty some might raise is, then why the same, if you hold the Ramah holds it's Hutra, so then if Shabbos in general is Hutra, so then why does he say certain times that it's better to do it if you have a choice and it's not going to affect the Pikuach Nefesh, then it's better to do it Al Yidei Guy. If it's an emergency, you have to be there that second and getting a non-Jew, so of course you do it yourself. But let's say there wouldn't be an impact. So the Ramah seems to say, you do it Al Yidei Guy. If you can, and others say, you have to do it Al Yidei Yisrael. And not only Yisrael, in other words, some say you dafka do it by a Jew, and a gadol literally means a bar mitzvah boy, but some say Ayidei gadol gadolei Yisrael. Therefore, that's certainly hutra then, if you could do it with the guy and you do it anyway. Well, according to the Ramah, it's better to do Ayidei guy, it's mashma might be dechuya. So, it could be that the Ramah, that maybe the Ramah, in other words, what are the issues here? Like, why would you do it Al Yidei Yisrael versus Al Yidei Goy? Well, there's two potential problems. The question is, which one are you more concerned about? So the Pshita would say you do it Al Yidei Yisrael and Dafka, Al Yidei Gdolam, and there are many stories with the Briska Rav. He himself used to Machal Shabbos to show this halacha. The Briskas are very machmer and pikuach nefesh. They're not meku on Hilchot Shabbos, as the story goes. So they point out, that was the famous Maisa with Rav Soloveitchik, that he was very sick, and his father, Rav Moshe, was there, and his grandfather, Rav Chaim, and the doctor came. And Rav Moshe said to the doctor, do you need light? He said something along the line, like, it can't hurt. And so Rav Chaim told Rav Moshe to turn the light on, and he saw Rav Moshe hesitating. He started screaming at him, "You're out because, what are you doing? If the Rambam goes into calling you a min, you don't believe in Pikuach Nefesh." And I think Rav Simcha Zelig, the Dayan and Brisk, who he knew from Belajan, was there, and he turned it on. So why the Brisk are so meko on Shabbos and not, I'm being machmer in Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh, that means meko in Hilchas Shabbos, and also by Tainesim as well. They're very machmer and pikuach nefesh and more make on the tainis. So that's what they point out. That's the reason why you want to do it Ayidei Yisrael, is because, let's say last time you did it Ayidei Goy, and then a new case happens, and now, I don't know, the people are going to be confused. I don't know, maybe I can't do it. And go look for a guy, and you'll be shovik dumim. So the concern is, one school of thought, if you do it Al Yidei Guy, a Jew won't know that he's permitted to do it, and next time something happens, he's going to start looking for a guy, and it might lead to shvichas dumim. Hence, that would be the reason to say, you always do it Al Yidei Yisrael. And the other school of thought, which would be more like a hutra, The other school of thought is that no, you know why? Really, you're right. But they had the other concern. The concern is that many people didn't know. That's true. A cholish yesh bo sakana, you're allowed to be mechalo for. But people don't know exactly at what point is it pikuach nefesh? Suffolk pikuach nefesh, maybe that's not really an emergency. People weren't familiar with the laws of when to ask a guy, when not to. So therefore, the concern was people going to do it themselves. They don't realize that you have to ask a guy. And even cases where you have to ask a guy to do it themselves. So therefore, they made a generic rule. You always have the guy do it. In fact, I think it was Rav Schechter who said over that's what the minhag in Europe, I think, at the Sholem Zachar, by then they had to, like, the child was there, they didn't think they needed hot water. So the Rav used to go, and he used to be the one to Machal Shabbos to show this halacha of Ayidei Yisroel. But the issue is of Ayidei Yisroel is because we don't want any worries and it'll lead to Shvichas Damim. The concern of Ayidei Gai is that people, Jews, aren't going to know better and they'll end up being Machal Shabbos and they're not supposed to. So it could be, you know, even maybe you could hold the Ramo, also holds the Tetra, but it's a meta halacha concern and therefore he's more concerned. The other way, even though, of course, everyone agrees that if it's a case where you need it, then you could just, you know, do it yourself. But that seems to be the issue about some of the issues on whether Shabbos is Hitra Dechuyah, the Vilna going by Mila, whether Mila is Hitra Dechuyah, it seems to be a Machokas Mechaber Ramah, whether it's Hitra Dechuyah, even though the Ramah writes that, you know, in certain cases, you should do it Ayidei Gai, which some answers a little Sas Kasha on that. It's a